Salem High football coach Matt Bouchard is joining us at this time. Coach Bouchard, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Coach, you're off to a 4-0 start, win last week in Gloucester. Take us through that game a bit. What are your takeaways now after you've maybe had a chance to look at the video and stuff?
Yeah, I think first off, I think anytime you travel over to Gloucester, you're always going to get their best. And, you know, as many people know, that game has been a little lopsided over the years, where Gloucester's has come out on top quite a bit. So I think our guys recognize that. So you know, going into it, it was a real big test for our character to see how we were going to respond in that type of environment. And clearly there was a number of situations that came up, especially in the second half, that really kind of tested our ability to respond when we needed to secure the victory. And really proud of the guys and how they responded.
Yeah, so you know, I think that's a good point, because they did come back at you a bit in that game. But you know, maybe tell me about how this has your team kind of gained confidence in these past 4 weeks, if you will.
Oh yeah, without question. I think that you know, the start. I think that you know, you have a team that has a number of returners from last year, and I would say a good portion of last season was really about this team learning how to win. And I think the difference now is we got that good foundation. And now, you know, when we get tested, you know, my expectation is that, you know, especially the guys that have that game experience, you know, that their response, they're going to go right back to their training and execute. And I think that's really the difference, what I've seen this year compared to the last couple years, is that we got a bunch of guys that are confident, that, you know, understand the game plan, and to win some of these games, you really need to be consistent and execute on the game plan to be successful, especially when you take a trip over to Gloucester.
Absolutely. You know, Matt, pretend that people are listening here and haven't heard your interviews or haven't followed the team all that much. You know, just give me a few names of players that either, you know, contributed in ways last week or throughout the season. Just several key players on offense and defense for the Witches.
Yeah, happy to. I think maybe start with the offensive line. I would say Alex Rodriguez, he was highlighted recently, you know, for his play, but he's somebody that is a senior that has really stepped up his game and has really kind of helped us secure blocking on the offensive side at the point of attack, but also defensively, he typically is somebody that we've put in right in the mix against kind of the best offensive line, you know, a player that Devontae Ozuna, you know, he's our leading rusher right now. He's an individual that has done a very nice job really connecting with the whole offensive philosophy and how we're approaching our run game specifically. And he can really read blocks very well. He kind of slides and glides and is really a lot of fun to watch. But I think what's most impressive is, you know, the off-ball work, right? He's somebody that works extremely hard to do the right thing when he's not running the football, whether it's lead blocking, whether it's running routes. And I think that's what makes him, impressive. So, and then in the throwing game, we have obviously Corey Grimes at quarterback, and you know, he's had a very consistent early start to the season here. His quarterback efficiency is really high, and he's really, you know, really understanding our offense and what we want to achieve. And he's really, you know, understanding to only take what the defense is giving you and not try to push things into dangerous situations. And I think in any level, whether you're talking about high school, college, or the NFL, you know, that's a great attribute to have as a quarterback.
Absolutely. And, well, Matt, Saugus this week. So, you know, a game you want to grab against the Sachems on the road again for you guys. So how do you look at this week's matchup with Saugus?
So I think right out of the gate, I think the last few years, the level of competition between our two schools has been very high. And, you know, I think both sides, you know, remember last year and the previous year where, again, they were very tight games. So I do think that this is a very similar scenario to Gloucester, where we're going on a road against an opponent where, you know, these players have played against each other for a couple years, and it's been tight battles. So, you know, for us, you know, a couple things, I think The Sachems, you know, they offensively have really doubled down on how they're approaching, you know, their spread offense. And anytime you play any sort of spread offense, you know, if guys aren't disciplined and lining up and knowing their responsibilities, all it takes is one misalignment and it's a touchdown, right? So I think this week a key to our success defensively is really just making sure we got our alignment assignment down. I think offensively they're going to try to take away our short passing game, you know, just based on their alignment. And so it's, again, getting back to some of the things I was talking about Corey, you know, he's going to, from a quarterback perspective, really going to have to stay on top of his reads and make sure that he's not forcing things into trouble areas. So I definitely think anytime you go on the road, it's going to be a challenge, but I think our guys are looking forward to it.
Sounds good. Matt, thank you for your time, and good luck on Friday night in Saugus.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, take care. Matt Bouchard, head football coach at Salem High School, here with us on MSO, newsports.com.